From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the hour with a sextet fronted by British bassist Harry Miller. Going back to 1978 for the album In Conference, this is an international band. Four of the band members are from the UK. Harry Miller, of course, on bass, Keith Tippett, piano, Julie Tippetts on voice, though she won't be featured on this track, and one of the sax players, Trevor Watts, featured on alto and soprano. Another reed man from the Netherlands, Willem Breuker, on bass clarinet, tenor and soprano sax, and South African drummer Louis Mahulu. This is the opening track of this free jazz classic, Traumatic Experience.
Thank you.
two extended exercises in free improvisation, opening the program. We began with the Harry Miller Sextet from 1978, Traumatic Experience from In Conference, released on Ogun Records. And lastly, fast-forwarding 25 years to 2003, and a quartet co-led by Odin Pope on tenor sax and Khan Jamal on vibes, with Alan Nelson on bass and Arthur Harper on drums, we heard the title track from their album Nothing Is Wrong, out on CIMP Records. Well, we just heard a piece featuring the great tenor saxophonist Odin Pope. We'll hear Mr. Pope once again in the opening piece of this set, but in a different setting, in more of a jazz funk, jazz fusion setting from 1973. At that time, Odin was part of the band Catalyst. If you like some of the early electric jazz experiments of Herbie Hancock on albums like Crossings, or if you like some of Weather Report's early output from circa 1971-72, I think you'll enjoy the music of Catalyst. As I said, Odin Pope featured on tenor sax and flute on this recording. Two keyboard players, Eddie Green and Patrick Gleason, Norman Harris on guitar, Tyrone Brown bass, and three percussionists, Farrell Johnson, Billy Hart, and Sherman Ferguson. This is the title track from their second LP from 1973 of the Muse label, Perception. Thank you.
Thank you.
We began that set with Catalyst and the title cut from their 1973 LP, Perception. Catalyst released four LPs for the Muse label between 1972 and 1976. And lastly, from 1975, Belgian keyboardist Marc Moulin, who first came to prominence in the early 70s as part of the fusion band Placebo. This is from one of his solo albums, the album Sam Soufi, at least I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, Samsuffy. The Blue Note label reissued the album in 2005 to commemorate its 30th anniversary. And on that track it was Monsieur Moulin on various keyboards, including acoustic and electric piano, and Garcia Morales on drums. It was La Bougie. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And you can find much more info about the show, as well as streaming audio, by visiting our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is program number 1717. We'll continue on in a 70s fusion vein to wrap up the hour, as we have two tracks from 1977. We'll begin with a quartet from Macedonia, actually at the time part of Yugoslavia, called Leb i Sol, or Bread and Salt, comprised of Vladimir Stefanovski, guitar and vocals, Nikola Dimoshevsky, keyboards, Bodan Arsovsky, bass, and on drums, Garabet Tavitian. From their debut LP for the PGP label, the album self-titled Leb i Sol, and this piece seems to fuse jazz rock with Balkan folk music. It's called Pod Vodom. Thank you. fusion tracks from 1977. We began with Leb i Sol, a quartet from Macedonia, Pod Vodem from their self-titled debut LP, and lastly, another quartet, this time from the UK, Colosseum 2. The evolution of the band Colosseum, which was formed in the late 60s as more of an epic prog rock band, Colosseum 2 taking on a more fusion approach. They released three albums, two of them in 1977. From the second of those two releases, and hence their final release, War Dance, with Gary Moore on guitar and vocals, Don Airey keyboards, John Mole bass, and John Heisman on drums, we heard The Inquisition, and judging by the sound of that piece, I'm guessing they're referring to the Spanish Inquisition, which nobody expects. And with that, we come to the end of this edition of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.